Welcome to Damn Good Movie Memories with your host, Brian Davis. This podcast is the cure for your long commute and super boring workday.
For Professor Sherman Klump,
morning.
Being the big man on campus was no laughing matter.
Here, Jimmy Hopper!
You got to work out. You got to push a swim. Come next time.
Here we go. One, two.
His body was disproportionate.
Anything I can get for you? Juice, coffee, rack of lamb?
His family was dysfunctional.
I don't know why everybody trying to lose weight in the first place. You're talking about that's healthy. I know what healthy is.
And his love life?
I'm a big fan.
Thank you very much. I'm fatter. Flattered.
Was disastrous. But now, thanks to the miracle of science, he's about to make a change for the thinner.
I'm thin!
Looking for any kind of clothes in particular?
Spandex! All spandex! Somebody better call an exorcist!
Your lip.
What?
Your lip is swollen.
Hey there, it's Brian Davis, and for this week's episode, we're going to talk about the remake of The Nutty Professor from 1996. The studio was Universal Pictures. The release date was June 28, 1996. The running time, 95 minutes. The rating was PG-13. The budget was $54 million, and the box office took in $128 million, making it the 8th-ranked movie of 1996. Now, the $128 million was domestic gross for the United States. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 64% fresh from 55 reviews. The critics' consensus is, The Nutty Professor falls back on juvenile humor eagerly and often, but Eddie Murphy's consistently funny work in dual roles means more for audiences to love. Roger Ebert at the time gave the movie 3 out of 4 stars, surprisingly. And here's his review. Eddie Murphy's talent for comedy has been in eclipse during these lean, recent years of flops such as A Vampire in Brooklyn. But in The Nutty Professor, he's back with exuberance and energy and a movie that's like a thumb to the nose for everyone who says he's lost it. He's very good. And the movie succeeds in two different ways. It's sweet and good-hearted, and then again, it's raucous slapstick and bathroom humor, and I liked both parts. The movie is inspired by a 1963 Jerry Lewis comedy, said by some to be Lewis's best work, in which Jerry played a mild-mannered chemistry professor whose secret formula allowed him to transform himself into an obnoxious lounge lizard named Buddy Love. Some said Buddy Love was modeled on Lewis's former partner Dean Martin, allowing him to play both sides of their double act. Others said the Buddy Love character was an uncanny foreshadowing of Lewis's own personality in the years to come. Maybe it was a little bit of both. The Murphy version follows the broad outlines of the Lewis film, with one inspired addition. It makes the hero fat, in addition to making him shy and inept, and that doubles the opportunities for physical comedy. Jerry Lewis's transformation from the professor into Buddy Love was a personality switch, but Murphy also goes through a complete physical morphing from 400 pounds to average weight and back again, sometimes almost instantly. As the movie opens, Murphy is Professor Sherman Klump, brilliant chemist and geneticist, and a fat slob. He instantly falls in love with a new graduate student named Carla Purdy, played by Jada Pinkett, and bashfully bumbles his way into asking her out on a date. Meanwhile, his position at school depends on raising new research funds, and the smarmy college dean, Larry Miller, puts on the pressure during a sarcastic meeting, saying things like, "Anything I can get for you? Juice, coffee, rack of lamb?" Sherman's tendency when worried is to eat, and so he settles down with relief to the Klump family dinner table. Every adult member of the Klump family, Sherman's parents, brother, and granny, is played by Murphy, who has always been a master of disguise. Remember him as Gumby? But here he outdoes himself, in a rising crescendo of vulgarity that would be disgusting if it weren't so funny. The audience laughs so hard at Papa Klump's approach to colon cleansing that I miss the next six lines of dialogue. Not only does Murphy play the Klumps, but he also scores big laughs as a Richard Simmons clone on a TV exercise program. The character of Sherman himself is a triumph of effective disguise combined with good writing and acting. The makeup by three-time Oscar winner Rick Baker adds pounds to Murphy's face and neck so seamlessly that Sherman looks completely convincing. And as Murphy plays him, Sherman becomes one of the most likable characters, good-hearted, sympathetic, and funny. When Sherman morphs into Buddy Love, the Thing character resembles some of Murphy's own abrasive stage incarnations. Does this mean he'll be hosting telethons in 10 years? The plot, liberally inspired by the 1963 film, gets Sherman and the beautiful Carla to a trendy nightclub where Sherman is humiliated by a comic played by Dave Chappelle because he's fat. Chappelle's line is, "I think I found where they hid Jimmy Hoffa." Later, Buddy Love returns to the club and gets his revenge, although Carla's attraction to Buddy is never quite accounted for in the fast-moving plot. Sherman's transformation into Buddy isn't all makeup. At times, animation and visual tricks are used, and there's a couple of slick special effects sequences, including a nightmare in which Sherman grows to the size of King Kong and strides through a terrified city. Buddy has a tendency to blow up into Sherman without notice, which leads to embarrassment. Firemen have to cut him out of a sports car. And Murphy plays both roles simultaneously in a scene where the two characters fight for control of his body. The manic energy here is a reminder that director Tom Shadak also made Ace Ventura: Pet Detective. The ending is just as sentimental as the original, with Sherman learning to accept himself and to be loved by Carla. He delivers a heartfelt speech, and it occurred to me that maybe he was referring indirectly to some of his recent career miscues. There is a lot of Buddy Love in the Eddie Murphy Scream persona, maybe too much, and not enough Sherman Klump. But I've never doubted Murphy's comic gift, and the Nutty Professor shows him back on track balancing two sides of a real talent. And that's the end of Ebert's review. So for me, this is one of the few times that I enjoy a movie remake more than the original. With regards to Jerry Lewis, most viewers either love or hate him. And I lean more towards the latter, though I totally respect his talent and obviously his popularity during his era. But for some reason, I just never could get into his films, though I do appreciate his work with Dean Martin and that those are still fun to watch. So I saw the Eddie Murphy version of this film in the theater, and as Roger Ebert mentioned in his review, the scene that everyone, including myself, went crazy for was the dinner table scene. In addition, the comedy club scene with Dave Chappelle was amazing. This is before a lot of people knew about Chappelle, and we'll talk more about these scenes in detail later. All right, let's get into the main cast. We'll just cover two of the main cast, and that's Eddie Murphy, of course, and he plays a lot of Klumps and Buddy Love. And so as Ebert mentioned in his review, Murphy had an amazing start to his career in the 1980s. So he started with Saturday Night Live, and then he was in films like 48 Hours, Trading Places, Beverly Hills Cop, and Coming to America. But after Coming to America, Murphy kind of played it somewhat safe by doing sequels to 48 Hours, and a couple for Beverly Hills Cop, but his non-franchise films were kind of hit and miss, like Harlem Nights and Boomerang, which were successful at the box office, but they weren't as well received like his past films. And then he had a flat-out box office bomb and with The Distinguished Gentleman and then the aforementioned Vampire in Brooklyn. Jada Pinkett, not yet Jada Pinkett Smith yet, plays Carla Purdy, and Pinkett's career was still fairly new at this point, before The Nutty Professor, and she was best known for playing Lena James on the TV series A Different World. So the success of The Nutty Professor definitely helped her career, and she continues to be on TV and film today, and you also see her in the tabloids because of Will Smith and her kids. Some quick mentions of the supporting cast. You got James Coburn, which was my mom's favorite actor, or at least her crush back in the day. Larry Miller, who we talked about on Necessary Roughness. And then Dave Chappelle. The director is Tom Shadyac. I think that's what you pronounce it. Anyway, his first movie was the crazy comedy that Ebert mentioned, with Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. That was in 1994. And then the success of that film likely led to him getting another chance to direct, and that, of course, being The Nutty Professor. And then he would go on to direct a few more Jim Carrey films like Liar Liar and Bruce Almighty, along with Patch Adams, starring Robin Williams. All right, let's just get right into the movie. So it starts with a blast from the past as Eddie Murphy is put in whiteface, like one of his early Saturday Night Live bits, and is reincarnated as Richard Simmons. If you're a fan of the Eddie Murphy era of Saturday Night Live, you will definitely remember he had a hilarious bit called Little Richard Simmons, in which he plays Little Richard as a fitness instructor in the same vein as Richard Simmons, but then he sings Little Richard tunes.
Ship out. We're gonna do some exercise. Everyone ready? Yeah. Come on, everybody up over here. Everybody up. Come on. Everybody, let's do it. Everybody up there too. Come on. Everyone stand up. Come on. Stand up before I smack someone. Here we go. All right, here we go. Very easy, very smooth. It's like this. And one and two and three and four. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Do you know what day it is?
No.
Girls, you know what day it is? Yes. What day is it?
It's protein day.
That's right, I've been getting my protein. Have you, girls? Anyway, let's go. One and two and three and four. Are you ready? Yes. Let me hear it.
Yes.
Ready, set, go, fat, go. I know a girl whose butt hangs low, she's flabby. Good darling, Miss Molly, you look like a hog. Good darling, Miss Molly, you look like a hog. Woo! You better stop running, cause it's much too late to jog. From the early, early morning to the early, early night, you're nothing but a fat, disgusting bowl of essay you like. Good darling, Miss Molly, you look like a hog. Well, you better stop running, cause it's much too late.
Anyway, but here he quote-unquote plays it straight, and he just shows Richard Simmons.
Hey, hey. Let's sweat! Hey, hey.
Macho, macho, macho man.
Come on!
Hey.
That's right, shake it, honey, shake it!
Macho, macho man.
Oh yeah, like a pony, I'm a pony, I'm a pony! Don't you feel like a pony? Don't you feel like a pony when you sweat? Oh yeah, yeah! My favorite exercise. Come on. Five. Oh. Macho, macho. Oh. I'm a pony. I'm a pony. Yes. Come on. Let's go. Do it. Come on. I'm voguing. You can vogue. Come on. Can you feel it? Oh. I'm going to have an aneurysm. Oh. Oh. My calves are burning.
So then we cut to Sherman Klump, who's an obese college science professor who is watching television while getting ready for work. And in many ways, the film offers a nod to not only the original film, but Disney's Absent-Minded Professor with Fred McMurray. Because Klump is testing hamsters and they're running loose throughout the campus, and this is causing havoc. And from here, we're off and running with the mayhem. Sherman is trying to create a way to restructure the DNA of hamsters through a formula in order to cause weight loss. And his main subject is Shelley, who is an obese hamster. It's funny because if you listen to last week's episode, we did a movie called Necessary Roughness, in which the comedic actor Larry Miller plays a villainous dean of a college. Well, a couple years later, he's back at it, essentially playing the same character in The Nutty Professor. In this case, his name is Dean Richman, and he's pissed at Professor Klump for his constant screw-ups, which leads to donors and boosters abandoning their donations to the college. Early on, we know this is kind of going to be a gross-out comedy, which, again, worked for me when I was 17 at the time, when this movie was released. And look, it still does, because I can eternally be a teenager when it comes to my humor. Like, for example, one of the hamsters is in Dean Richman's office, and he's hanging, and he lays hamster pellets into the dean's coffee, which, of course, he drinks. So while Sherman is a brilliant scientist, he's also clumsy, he's a hapless mess, even though he's well-meaning. So once he meets Carla, played by Jada Pinkett, he immediately falls for her. I mean, who wouldn't?
Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was looking for Professor Klump.
I'm him. I'm he. I'm Sherman Klump.
I do that all the time. Makes the table look more festive and the kids enjoy it. The yellow and the green and purple rolling around the tables. More colorful and...
Would another time be better? I can always...
No, don't be ridiculous. I'm between classes and I got a few minutes to chat. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Carla Purdy.
Hello, Miss Purdy.
Hi, I'm a grad student and I'm teaching my first intro chemistry class across the hall.
Okay,
I just had to come over here and introduce myself because I followed your work for many years and I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm fatter. Flattered that you've been following my work the way you have. And a chemistry teacher. Chemistry sure is important to have. Chemistry. To have and use it. Chemically. Chemistry. Well.
Professor Klump, it's been more than a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine, Miss Purdy.
And, hope to see you around.
Well, you can't miss me.
Okay, have a good day.
You do the same, Miss Purdy. And that's fine. She's fine.
Then we get the most famous scene of the movie, and I loved it when I first saw it in the theater, and again, everyone was just rolling in the aisles, and it still cracks me up today. And call me juvenile, but I'll quote Lindley, who is often a guest on our podcast, and my coworker, who says she doesn't trust anyone who doesn't find farts funny.
Oh, this is so fabulous. Ain't nothing like getting together with family and having a good meal. Oh, please, take this bowl.
I am hungry.
Damn, Sherman, it's almost like we don't see your ass no more. Good to see you, son.
Yeah, Sherman, you think you two Joe College good to spend a little time with your family every now and then?
Well, I've been real busy with my research,
Ernie. I don't want no potato. You know Matt Tate gave me gas. You know, in my day, Sherman, people used to spend time with their family on Sundays and special occasions, come around and pay their respects.
You mess around and mess all the Ernest Golden years, magic golden years, and you're going to be mad at yourself. That's your nephew.
Oh, baby's got a little gas.
There you go. You better cover your plate.
Oh, my grandma.
Need a peppermint.
Mama, have some water.
Man, it's been all night. I'm covering your plate. Not tonight, Cletus. I'll kick your ass.
Sherman, I cooked all this food. Is that all you gonna eat?
Hey. What's wrong with you? You supposed to eat that thing, not scalp it. Well, Daddy, all the calories in the chicken are found in the skin and in the fat, so I peel it.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's where all the fats and calories is. You know where that come from? Watching that damn TV. Every time you turn it on, they got somebody in there talking about lose weight, get healthy, get in shape. Got everybody looking all anorexic, talking about that's healthy. I know what healthy is. And tell you something else. I don't know why everybody trying to lose weight in the first place. Ain't everybody supposed to be the same size. We're supposed to be all different. Big, small, medium, midget. You're supposed to have all of that. And I don't know what it is. Everybody want to be the same size. Like that Oprah Winfrey. She gonna lose her weight. Wasn't nothing wrong with her. She was fine. Oprah was a fox. She lose all that weight. Her head look all big, skin hanging all off her, and Luther Vandross. Nigga used to be the Black Pavarotti. Lost all that weight looking all ashy. Oprah and Luther need to keep their ass one weight, because I'm confused.
Yes, I hope nothing's wrong with Oprah. She doesn't look well.
Ain't nothing wrong with Oprah. I seen Oprah on hard copy last week with a picture of health. Got a tall, young, strong gentleman named Stedman, so handsome. He's my favorite out of all of them. Jenny Jones, Marilyn Kagan, Maury Povich, Latterman, Leno, Montel, Ricky Lake.
I like Rado.
Mike Douglas. Oh, Mike Douglas. You know, Mike Douglas used to make me moist when I watched the show. I admit it, I would get moist when I watched the show. Only white man ever did that to me was Mike Douglas.
I would like to volunteer to take this old bird out of her misery.
Cletus! Don't you dare say something like that about Mama.
Oh, no, you ain't got to protect me from Cletus. Come on, Cletus. Come on. Come over here. Come on, let's show walk. Come over. Then you're going to limp back. You walk over, but you're limping back. Don't let the gray hair fool you. I ain't no easy win, nigga.
You know what your problem is? It don't work out. Got exercise. Look at me. That's all muscle.
Oh.
You fat, I'm muscle.
Oh, look at my little Bill. Oh, he's a little Hercules. Show me muscle again. Oh, Hercules, Hercules, Hercules,
what you
Hercules,
work out?
Hercules.
Your metabolism starts to speed up. You can eat anything you want. Go on. Knock yourself out.
So strong.
Well, Ernie, recent studies have shown that certain people are genetically predisposed to gaining weight. Someday in the near future, we might even find a cure.
Only thing you need to study is your ass. I got a big ass. Your mama got a big ass.
Cletus!
You do have a big ass. Don't tell me nothing. Your ass is as big in our family. So you need to get used to that. And I don't care what diet you go on, you can sew up your stomach and your asshole, you're gonna always be fat.
Daddy, all I'm trying to say is that scientific breakthroughs are occurring all the time.
And the only thing about to break through is your ass about to break through the seat of your pants.
You know, Sherman, I think I do remember hearing something on TV about colon cleansing. They say everyone should have one. I'm thinking about getting me an appointment and go down and getting my colon cleansed thoroughly.
You want your colon cleansed? Fine, I'm gonna clean mine. Yeah, now my colon is clean. I'm talking squeaky clean.
Try having meal. You gonna start breaking gas. Don't break gas and destroy our meal.
Don't tell me to stop. You the one brought up colon cleansing and all that mess.
I did not say anything about breaking gas. I said that I was gonna get my colon clean.
No, you can talk about putting a tube in somebody's ass, but I can't break when.
I didn't say nothing about putting no holes up nobody's ass. Please,
I
said.
But what you think of colonic is? You think you run the asshole by the car wash?
He's choking the baby.
As long as I break this, I do what I want to do at this table. Case in point.
Who that called my name?
Yeah, I called you if your name is.
Keep insulting me. I tossed this between the crack of your ass.
Yeah, you know I can go all night.
Fuck, I hope you fart till your asshole falls out.
Oh, baby, too.
See what you made me do? God damn it, I messed up my pants.
Damn, Daddy.
You got to clean them yourself, you rotten.
Oh, Lord. So regardless of the bathroom humor, Eddie Murphy is brilliant in this scene. He plays every single character with the exception of the kid. It's truly awesome. The dialogue's amazing, but the physical comedy is just as priceless. Like when grandma's hand shakes so much that she can't eat her peas, so she finally just decides to pick up a handful and shove them in her mouth instead of using her fork. Or like when Sherman's brother is just throwing the drumettes around. It's really a hilarious scene. And then the kid starts choking. You know, it's great. It is truly great. Pretty much for that scene alone, it's worth owning this movie, and at the very least, worth watching this movie. Anyway, Sherman decides to take a chance and ask Carla out on a date, and she accepts, but this means Sherman must come to terms with his appearance, and he daydreams a reenactment of the famous Burt Lancaster, Deborah Carr beach kissing scene that was in From Here to Eternity, but to his horror, he ends up burying her in the sand due to his weight. Therefore, we got the obligatory workout montage with the Pointer Sisters, I'm So Excited playing, and of course, maybe this is a nod to Beverly Hills Cop, and have a little bit of a connection as they played Neutron Dance in Beverly Hills Cop. Unfortunately, going to a comedy club for their date wasn't the best idea, but we do get to see the amazing Dave Chappelle do his impression of a hacky stand-up comic to the expense of Sherman. Chappelle is amazing as the villain. He's got some hilarious one-liners. With that being said, you can't help but feel bad for Sherman.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen him on Def Comedy Jam many times. Y'all give it up for my man, Reggie Warrington. Give it up! he sure is animated.
Hey! What's up? Yeah. I said, what's up?
Hey!
Women be shopping, baby. Women be shopping. Damn, you can't stop a woman from shopping, baby.
That's true. Women do shop.
See what we got in here tonight. Oh, my God. She's unbelievable. Look at this. Look like a handful of curly fries. Look at that. And look at this white dude right here. Look at white dude. Like, oh my, what is a wave exactly? No. Baby, no. She got more extensions than egg 10.
Excuse me, I'm gonna rush out.
Oh boy, I'm
sorry about that, man. Let me pick that up for you.
It's a full moon tonight. I think I found where they hit Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Oh boy, you got more crack than Harlem. Look at that. His birthday. He gotta put his belt on with the boomerang.
Okay, all right now. All right, that's it. You got me.
Oh, no. No, I ain't got you yet. Should I get him? Should I get him? Oh, look at this. Is with a woman, too. Oh, no. Who is sucking whose titties over here? Last time this brother felt a breast, it was in a bucket of KFC. Extra crispy. Every time it goes to SeaWorld, they pay him. He must be on that new diet, Slim Slim.
Carla genuinely likes Sherman for who he is, and I think in general women are way less superficial with the looks department when it comes to picking their dates. So, of course, Sherman drowns his sorrow in food, which leads to more dreams.
It's the only reason he asked me out.
To make fun of you? Why do we do this to ourselves? Every time we get depressed, we eat and eat and eat. Don't you? You go to the store and you buy those little candy bars in the bag, and before you know it, the whole bag is empty. And then at the end, you feel just like that bag. Empty inside. Don't you? Don't you? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Just get it all out. Just I can say this.
Commercial. Okay, I don't know how much time. I want to prep and ready immediately.
Yes.
And call Dr. Matthews. I'm gonna need a lot of help on this one.
Oh, right
okay,
away.
Let's move it. Let's go. You know the routine. Hit that crash cart and hit stat.
Blood pressure 140 over 90 and rising.
We need that ambulance now.
Give me 4 cc's of ambisol.
I don't know how much more it can take.
We need the EKG card in here now.
Blood pressure 180 over 110 and still climbing.
What's the status? He's getting fatter. We can't stop it. Damn.
Blood pressure 200 over 140.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, he's good.
Mom, get me out of here.
Get out of here!
gonna blow!
Sherman can't help but want to find a quick way to lose all his weight, so of course this means fast-tracking the DNA restriction formula he's been testing. So the film is a cross between The Absent-Minded Professor and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So then Sherman wakes up the next morning and he's magically thin, so now we get to see the regular-sized Eddie Murphy.
I'm thin! Look at my cheekbones! I have cheekbones! Look at my cheekbones! Yes! Look at my chest! Look at my breast! Oh, I don't have breast! I'm an A-cup! I don't even need a bra anymore! Look! Oh, God! I'm thin! Oh! Nothing but air there! Nothing but air there! My ass is gone now! I'm thin! Well, I'll be damned! I can see my dick! My dick!
I feel good.
I can just dance. I am the stand master.
I feel good. I knew that I would.
You looking for any kind of clothes in particular?
Spandex. So good. All spandex. So good. Where's your spandex section?
I got to you.
Ah, spandex. Wow. Like this.
I feel nice. The sugar from spine.
No titties. No titties!
I feel
no
nice.
Titties! Not you, me. I'm talking about me. My titties are gone. Your titties are lovely. What's your name? So I can't believe I'm so thin. I am thin. You ever just feel thin? I am thin. I'm thin. Hey, man, where's the apple pie?
Unfortunately, though Sherman is now thin, his personality is now incredibly obnoxious. So his Mr. Hyde is now named Buddy Love. And Buddy asks out Carla, and Sherman pushes the relationship to Carla, thinking that she will like Buddy better than him. And then Buddy decides to get revenge on Dave Chappelle at the comedy club.
You are too fine to be giving me curbside service.
I'm not. I'm leaving.
What are you talking about leaving? We just got here.
No, you just got here. I've been waiting for you for almost an hour.
Hey, now, they say anticipation helps make the appetite grow strong, if you know what I mean.
Anticipate a night alone.
Hey, let's just have a meal again. Why you leave? Hey, what you want me to beg you? I get down on my knees. I'm begging in front of all these people. I think I can't. These people are watching. I'm sorry. I want the world to know that I was late. And I'm sorry. My car ran out of gas. I needed fresh drawers. My mother's sick. The car broke down the street.
Buddy,
I'm so sorry. No, you gotta understand. Hear me out. I am sorry. I don't know why this happened tonight. Of all night, this has to happen to me tonight. Why?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, good. Let's eat. I am so hungry. Hey, don't let the tears fool you. I'm a tooth chipper. You gonna eat that?
All right, guess who's back in the house from Def Comedy Jam? My man, Reggie Warrington. Give it up!
I hate this guy. He's so obnoxious.
Oh, get a nigga a chair.
It's your world, dog. I'm just a square trying to get a nut.
What's that?
What's up, nigga?
Didn't
you hear me when I say hey?
Boy, women be shopping. Women be shopping. You cannot stop a woman from shopping. Bang. Let me see who I got in the house tonight. Look at this white guy right here. Look at him. You cannot tell me he ain't got a small jammy.
folks more than he tweezes to take a piss. Oh.
Me too, to take a piss. Tweezes on his dick.
Reggie's hot tonight. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, look at him. Look at him, sister, right? Look at it.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Okay.
Brother man.
You almost killed me, man. I had to give myself to Hamlet.
You mind waiting for the punchline first, brother?
I'm sorry, man. It's just that you're so funny. You're so funny the way you take a person's personal defect and flip it around. That's like you pick somebody in the room and say, hey, look at your foot, and everybody look at it and start laughing. That's some funny shit, man. You on your way. You going to the top. You the next Lenny Bruce, man. Crazy.
Well,
man,
thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad you appreciate Reggie's show.
That didn't even work with me doing it to you, Reggie. Yes, it would if I was saying, look at Reggie's gums and teeth. Look like his mother had an affair with Mr. Ed. See, everybody's laughing. Because they can visualize your mother in the barn with Mr. Ed and him talking about, look what I'm doing, Wilbur. Look at me.
You snapping on me. Oh, you snapping on Reggie.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man. Hey, Reggie, it's good. It's all good. And man, what's wrong with that breath? I can smell it over here. Reggie, your breath is so stink, people look forward to your farts. That smell like shit, Rick. Do you smell shit? I smell shit.
Oh, you done did it now, boy. See, I wasn't gonna say nothing, cause I like black people. But it's time to attack black. That's right. Yeah, the glove's coming up.
Don't hurt me now.
Maybe it's time for Reggie to lay into your mama. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Maybe it's time for Reggie to talk about your mama a little bit.
You the man, Reggie.
Your mother's so fat. She went to Scissors and the bitch got a group discount.
Your mother's so fat, the bitch need a Thomas guide to find her asshole. Wait. Your mother's so fat, after sex I roll over twice and I'm still on the bitch. Your mother is so fat, she fell in the Grand Canyon and got stuck. Your mother's so fat that the bitch get a toenail painted in Earl Shine. Earl Shine. Earl Shine.
Off the stage, man. You ain't so Billy.
Reggie's mama is so fat. Her blood type is rock and roll. Reggie's mother is so fat. Her belt size is equator. Get it? Equator? Let's get a big round of applause for Reggie's mama's ass. It brought us so much joy tonight. Yeah. That's a big ass.
Enough! Silence! I can't take this shit no more. Now you done talked about me enough, boy. I try to be peaceful. But now it's time for Reggie to karate-size your ass.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Reggie, I heard of dreadlocks, but shitlocks? That's not your hair. Take that pile of shit off your hair. You crazy. You guys go too far with the comedy, man.
Come on.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, it's my style, boy. You didn't know Reggie studied. Oh.
What style is that?
Oh, it's called kick your ass style, boy.
Oh, shit.
Reggie done studied on the streets. Come on. Oh, you quick, but I'm quick. Watch my feet.
Oh, come on with it.
I'm gonna come on with it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Me and Reggie want to send one out to a very special lady in the house tonight. Loving you is easy, call you're beautiful. Doot-doot-doot-doo. Reggie?
That was pretty. Ladies and gentlemen, Reggie has left the building. Thank you and good night.
So the great part about this scene is that it's really the first time since the 80s that Eddie was doing stand-up again. And Murphy was one of the best stand-up comics of his era, and it's a shame he never went back to it. However, with today's super PC warriors and faux outrage, it's probably best he doesn't even bother, because he's even apologizing for some of his work, like in Beverly Hills Cop, like where he plays the, you know, the kind of the outrageous kind of gay voice in the Victor Maitland scene and things like that. So don't apologize for your past work. You know, if people can't deal with it, don't watch it. All right, that's enough of that. So anyway, unfortunately, Sherman hasn't mastered the timing of his formula, and he turns from Buddy back to Sherman in the middle of the date. And I realize that when I'm talking about this movie, there is a plot to the film, and it does involve getting a grant from a booster played by James Coburn. With that being said, the movie is a nod back to the old comedians from back in the day, where the plot is secondary and the gags are front and center, and that's what The Nutty Professor is. And now it's back to the family dinner table, because if it worked once, it has to be twice as funny with Carla in attendance.
Come on now.
So, Carla, where you from?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. We have family there.
Chicago. Windy City, huh? I was working on a skyscraper in Chicago once, and my lunch blew up the 27th floor.
Yeah, I figure your old fat ass a member of something about a sandwich flying off a building.
Oh, baby, eat some bread.
So, Miss Purdy, are you and Sherman having relations?
That's a good question. No, Grandma, it's nothing like that. We're colleagues. Oh. We just work together.
Oh, yeah, that's how I start out, colleagues. Me and your grandfather was colleagues. Next thing you know, he's on top of me in the shed, pumping and sweating.
Hey, Mo's not like that. Sherman, will you hush up? You never brought a girl home. The least you can do is let us talk to her.
Yeah, I'd like to get to know her a little better myself. Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed of that. Relations is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations. Every night, if a nice gentleman bring me flowers and candy, take me to a movie, show me a lovely evening, then I would take him home and give him hot, lovely relations. A relation is a beautiful thing. It's nothing to be ashamed of, especially to young people. I think that's
your whole Edmund.
You know, sometimes when I'm alone, I relate to myself.
I can relate.
Oh, Mama.
I don't want to hear this shit while I'm eating.
Please, stop talking to me. So, Carla, do you like children?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait for Sherman to bring me home some grandbabies.
Yeah, I know you're going to enjoy making them babies. Got them child-bearing hips. Baby popped right out.
Your family got any money? I ain't paying for no big-ass wedding.
Oh, Carla, I know a wonderful minister. What religious background are you?
Yeah, you know, I still got my wedding dress. If you want it, I'll take it in and let you wear. You look so lovely, Aaron. It's white, though. Can you wear a white wedding dress, young lady? Now, Sherman, you can wear a white tuxedo. Did you know Sherman?
Mom, are you going to embarrass my baby?
Oh, I hope you got a strong back.
Oh, look at my
when you get all that man and release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, whoo, might make your head blow off.
Pop, go to Weezer.
I got my own self hot telling that story.
Pop, go to Weezer, Carla. Weezer say, pop.
Yeah, Carla, you and Sherman gonna get married here in Chicago. Carla, do you cook? Because somebody's got to feed my Sherman.
Yeah, I know a wonderful church down there on Main Street, but they won't marry you if you're a lesbian. Not that I have anything against lesbians. I love lesbians.
Lesbians is good.
Yeah, it's true. There's nothing wrong with a little bingo, a little cunnilingus. They ain't never hurt nobody.
Well, why is it the woman always gets the choice where it's going to be married?
Well, that's tradition.
Well, tradition my ass. Look, I ain't going to pay for everybody to fly out to North Chicago. You know how much plane tickets cost?
Aye, old cheap bastard.
If we go to Chicago, then we're going to have to drive down there.
I'm not going to
North Chicago. You ain't going to drive to Chicago. Yeah, but then you're going to be walking around the bike because I ain't going to have a lady. Where are going to be here?
My baby is not getting married. My baby is not getting married.
Oh, yeah? There you go again, popping off gas in front of this lovely young lady.
We're trying to have a meal. You want to sit there and pick up the gas.
I hope your ass turned into a frog.
I'm going to hold the gas up in my ass.
Nobody want to hear your flatulence, please, clump. You are such a disgrace.
I was not holding my gas a long time ago. You know that.
You're going to spoil the dinner for everybody.
Say one more word.
Look at how y'all have influenced this baby.
I have no idea how anyone could keep a straight face in this scene. I'd be dying laughing. Of course, because of the dinner mess, Sherman decides to revert back to Buddy, but he also has to impress James Coburn in order to score the donation for the college.
Alrighty.
Well, this had better be Professor Klump.
Klump? That fraud, that hack, that no talent? No, sir, this is the man behind Klump's work, the real genius. I give you Professor Buddy Love.
All right, Professor Love, you have 1 minute to show me your research.
Oh, no, you got it backwards, Rockefeller. You have 1 minute to listen. May I borrow the sleeve?
What?
You haven't used it, have you? I don't want to get no boogers on my fingers. Okay, here we go. 25 and time. You have to excuse my handwriting. I'm in a bit of a rush, but you have a pleasant evening. Good night.
Professor Love, don't you think that Mr. Hartley would like to know what that means in lay terms?
Oh, you mean rich dummy terms. Yes. Okay, yeah, I'll break it down for all the rich dummies in the room. Listen up. If you're going to eat nasty stuff like this, I know it looks good and some of y'all like pork chop, but this greasy, nasty pork chop, do you realize that there's a gene in your DNA that routes this straight to your fat cells and it causes all sorts of unsightly conditions? Case in point, this woman is suffering from what I like to call jello arm. If you notice, the arm is taking on a gelatin sort of vibe and it's quite nasty. Now, to my left, this gentleman has turkey neck, and to my immediate left, this woman is suffering from what we like to call saddlebag syndrome, and to my extreme left, this young lady is suffering from what I like to call tank ass.
Tank ass?
Oh, brother, please sit down. Not tonight. I'm your brother. I'm your brother. Like I was saying, everybody, where there's a will, there's a way, and there is a way we can turn these genes off. And I'm not talking about using exercise or diet. I'm talking about by taking a simple solution that helps reconstruct your metabolic cellular strands, thus giving you the appearance of, as they say in medical terms, gluteus minimus, or in layman's terms, an extremely tight, wonderful ass. Let's get a big round of applause for the woman with the nice ass, huh? Ass is so nice, don't you agree? She's worked so hard. Have a seat, have a seat. Who are these girls with you? Everyone has a nice ass at this table. Is this the nice ass section?
And like any comedy trope, Coburn loves Buddy, the pun totally intended. And everything comes to a crescendo at the school banquet.
Maybe he loaned his house out to somebody or something. One of his buddies was throwing a party there.
Is that a test tube in my pocket? Am I just happy to see you?
How jerky!
Oh, you know you love it. I felt you percolate. Oh. Woo! Hey, thanks a lot, man. Thank you so much. What you serving there? This stuff is nasty. Y'all got to get some collard greens and some yams and red beans and rice.
Somebody is
this
right.
This ain't no party. This ain't no ball. Y'all got to get y'all some peach cobbler up in the air.
Slow. Where the hell have you been? I've been nursemaiding Hartley for 3 hours, and if I didn't need that money...
Shut up! Who you think you're talking to, Sherman Klump? Man, if you ever talk to me like that again, I'll kill you. And I don't mean that as a euphemism. I mean I'm going to literally kill you. I'm going to strangle you and cut off your ass supply until you pass away. Now find a rich dummy and see it. It's showtime. It's showtime, everybody! Showtime! Oh.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's enough out of you. That's it. You're the reason everybody falls asleep. Take a break, nigga, right? Take the Everly Brothers with you. Come on, get out of here. Look at everybody sleeping because of y'all. It's showtime. Woo! Now, why are y'all looking at me like y'all don't know me? Y'all know me.
I don't know that fool.
How about now? You recognize me?
I don't know that fool.
Maybe it's because this morning I weighed 400 pounds. You should have seen me. Look at me now. You know how I did it? One sip.
I know why he like that, because you drunk. Keep your home tell me to be quiet. He drunk.
I like to call it Buddy's Wonder Tonic.
Yeah, I know what Wonder Tonic you had.
Oh, right on schedule. Cellular destabilization due to arrive in exactly 3, 2, 1. Ain't that a bitch?
What the hell?
Hey, Moneybags, you want a demonstration? Well, then feast your eyes on this.
That's a hell of a trick.
Ladies and gentlemen, for my final demonstration, look out, David Copperfield. I'm about to make a 400-pound fat man disappear forever!
No! Wait! I
cannot let you do this anymore! This has got to stop! This man is trying to kill Professor Sherman Klump!
That's it. I'm glad I brought my knife.
Mm-hmm, and I got my razors.
Hand over the vial now.
Oh, sure thing, handsome boy. But first, a short musical interlude.
Buddy, what has gotten into you and where is Sherman?
Sherman is gone! Disappeared! And that's a pretty good trick for a man with an ass as big as his. Oh, I'm late for an appointment. Ladies and gentlemen, say goodbye to Sherman Klump.
I hate being called Hamster Boy.
You just don't know when to quit, do you?
It's too late, fat boy. It's over. Let go. Let go.
Hey!
I give it up, fat boy. It's over.
It ain't over to the fat professor saying.
Oh, let go of my hand, you fat mother.
Say one more word, buddy. I'll tear your arm off.
Time for me. Take nasty plunge.
We'll get the hell out of here in a second. It's okay.
Sweet Jesus. Sherman! Sherman, don't do this! You need me!
No, I don't!
You fat ass!
Take a bell!
Bluff a butt!
Fell awake! Somebody better call an exorcist!
Sherman! Sherman! You can't beat me!
This is some scary shit! Yes, I can!
Oh, Sherman, come back here! What's happening to me? Everything's getting real dark! Oh, I feel real jiggly! I'm blubberfying! Sherman! You needed me! I thought you'd be confident! You needed me, Sherman! Sherman! No matter what! No matter what! You got to strip!
Come on, I ain't gonna be picking your big ass up all night, I don't know.
Again, the plot is secondary here. This is all Eddie Murphy, so that will depend on how you like him. But to me, it's easily his best film since Bowfinger, and prior to that, it was his early 80s films. And the end credits are just as funny.
Oh my lord!
I'm sorry, do that again.
Go on, Fox! I hope your asshole fall out.
I thought that just, I thought the colonic was a massage.
For all your research. And.
What film is this?
Your research.
Get back in there.
We ain't ready for you yet. Now, what are you saying?
Hold on, let me go deal with my girl. What's going on?
Professor Klump. The cages, what happened?
They can't see me with your head there.
I made a fight last week. Smelled so bad it had a chain hanging from it.
Sherman get so hungry once when he was young, he beat up a grown man.
I'm sorry. I'm freaking out over here because Eddie's over here saying some wild crap. The dean.
Oh! 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 Baby, you're supposed
Moses! Hey, little Hercules. You're supposed to go floor.
Come on, Cleety, come on. Nah, okay, come on. Come on, Cleety, come on. Come on, Cleety! Come on! Come on, Cleety! Come on! Come on, Cleety! No, come on, come on! No, okay, come on, come on! Come on, come on, let's do this! Let's do this!
All right, so we do have another guest. We have Stephen Michael from the Grown Up Rock Podcast, who will talk about The Nutty Professor 1996. So enjoy that, and I'll be back next week to talk about yet another random movie from my DVD collection. All right, we're back with Stephen Michael from the Grown Up Rock Podcast. Welcome back, man.
Another day, another movie memory, my friend.
That's right, and this time we're going back to 1996. And the remake of The Nutty Professor. So I have to ask, did you ever see the Jerry Lewis version?
I did actually see the Jerry Lewis version. I don't remember a whole lot about it, and I probably saw it when I was a kid, but sure. Yeah, I absolutely did.
This is one of the few movies, and we did a good remake and bad remake episode way back when, and this is one of my favorite remakes. I actually like this version better than the original.
I 100% agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's all Eddie Murphy. Now, at this point in his career, he was past, you know, his 80s success, and he kind of had a few bombs, and then this one kind of put him back on the map, and he played all these amazing characters, and he just did such an amazing job. Did you see this in the theater? And I can only imagine how it was during certain scenes in the theater.
I did see this in the theater, yeah, and it was my recollection of that show in the theater was fantastic.
Yeah, for me it was obviously the dinner table scenes that totally brought the house down, no pun intended, and then also the comedy club with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, there is just so much great shit in this movie, and this led the way to Coming to America, right? This was
no
it was the other way around.
Yeah, Coming to America came out in 88.
I couldn't remember that, but I just remember this movie and Coming to America as a whole, where he's doing all the different characters.
Yes.
And he's got Arsenio Hall as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just so good.
It was. And you're absolutely right. Him doing those. He was doing like kind of a lounge singer and Coming into America, where he had all the Jerry curls and everything. And then you also had Arsenio dressing up. Yeah, those are great. Those are great scenes. And it totally led up to this. And so What was your, going into this, where you're just like, okay, I want a silly comedy, this will fit. And did you even realize that this was a remake at the time?
Yeah, I did remember this as a remake. And in fact, I have a recollection of like Entertainment Tonight or somebody doing like these from the set of, and I remember them talking to Eddie Murphy because he was sharing the massive amount of chair time that he had to spend in makeup, getting all these different prosthetics and all these different makeup jobs to become all these different characters, and so they were covering it. So yeah, I kind of remember bits and pieces of that at the time.
Now, did you see the sequel at all? Because I barely remember the sequel.
I did see all of them. How many were there total? Were there three total?
I want to say there was two, but I could be wrong. I thought there was only another one. I don't. Maybe he has another one coming out soon, but he's all about the sequels, because he did three Beverly Hills Cops. He's supposedly going to do a fourth coming out in the future. So who knows? He did another 48 Hours.
Yeah, and the sequels usually just don't stand up. I didn't like Beverly Hills Cop 3 that much, but I love the first two.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't love another 48 Hours, but I loved the first one. I'm like you, I don't remember a ton about the second Nutty Professor. It was the Clumps, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think people remember is the title. But
yeah.
they probably just retread, you know, a lot of the same gags. And totally this movie, when Martin Lawrence did like Big Mama's House, and, Jack Black did Shallow Hal with Gwyneth Paltrow, I think a lot of this,
the morphing of people really kind of started with this film because of the success of it. But again, it has to come back to the reason it works is Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I was a huge Eddie Murphy fan at the time. I mean, he was our generation's Richard Pryor, basically.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. What are your go-to movies for Eddie Murphy? And I'm sure you used to watch like Delirious and Raw all the time.
Well, you know, you named a lot of them. But 48 Hours was a huge Eddie Murphy movie for me. Mm-hmm. This first Nutty Professor, Coming to America, was a huge movie for me. And one movie that was a little bit later on that wasn't that successful, but I really enjoyed was Distinguished Gentleman.
Ah, interesting. That's a good call. A lot of people say Bowfinger because it's got Steve Martin and things like that, and he's playing kind of a different character.
I did not like Bowfinger that much. Nah, that wasn't a movie that sat well with me, and maybe I need to watch it again because it's been ages since I've seen it, but I didn't love that one, but I really liked Distinguished Gentleman. Mm-hmm. I really liked all the ones that I named beforehand, and I'm probably pretty sure that I'm forgetting a couple that...
I'll give you one, and this is one of his better ones in the early 80s, Trading Places.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That one above all others probably that I've already named was such a huge movie in my youth, man. Yeah. I absolutely loved Trading Places.
And I loved how they took the Duke brothers from Trading Places, and there's a little cameo of them when they're homeless in Coming to America.
That's right. Yeah. Beef jerky time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great one. Cause then you also get Jamie Lee Curtis and Dan Aykroyd and that's terrific. And also I'd be remiss. His Saturday Night Live stuff was terrific as well.
Yeah, of course.
So, and actually speaking of that, there's a nod to that when he has Richard Simmons, he kind of does a Richard Simmons skit in the beginning. And of course, in Saturday Night Live, he did Little Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I do sort of vaguely remember that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So there are a couple other characters. I mean, again, most of the movie is Eddie Murphy's pretty much in every scene. But how did you feel about like Jada Pinkett Smith? Or actually at the time, it was just Jada Pinkett. She wasn't married to Will Smith yet.
Right. Yeah. I didn't know a whole lot about her at the time. I mean, she was fine. She made perfect sense as a love interest.
Sure.
It was really just all the scenes that he stole, that he did, that just really made this movie for me. And there were a lot of one-liners, like you already had mentioned, the Chappelle scene in the club was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And just overall, I also enjoy sort of this storyline. I liked it with Jerry Lewis, and I liked it with him. So overall, I just enjoyed the whole story. It wasn't just a movie with a bunch of gags and gimmicks without a storyline. I kind of enjoyed the storyline too.
You bring up Dave Chappelle, and I'm pretty sure this might have been the first time I really saw him. I know he was in Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and a few other things, but I think this is where he really stood out for me. And from there, he just really kind of took off eventually.
Yeah, he kind of came from nowhere, really. I mean,
stand up. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, basically, though, his career really took off when Comedy Central finally gave him his own show, though.
Exactly. And, you know, like a true artist, he was like, you know, that's he could have kept going with that and made buku bucks, and he threw it all away. You know, like he didn't care. Like he didn't like where things were going with it. And he left all that money on the table, which that says something, you know, for integrity of your art.
Yeah, remind me to tell you Dave Chappelle story off the air once we're done recording. I have an interesting Dave Chappelle story for you.
I want to hear it. So much so that do you have any other ideas? Otherwise, I want to hear this story. So we might have to cut you off soon.
Go check out The Nutty Professor if you haven't watched it. I'm sure it's available on many different platforms. But if you haven't seen it and you're somebody of a younger age, then I highly recommend you check it out because it is an enjoyable laugh.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're into bathroom humor, for the lack of a better term, it definitely fits that. And I've never grown up, so there's certain things that still I find funny. And as my coworker says, who's on the podcast all the time, I don't trust people that don't find farts funny. So there you go.
you're walking over, but you're limping back.
That's right. And with that, we're going to leave it at that. We're going to have you back on soon. Thank you so much, Steven.
See you, Brian. Hey, this is Stephen Michael from the Growing Up Rock Podcast. If you're like me and my co-host Sonny Hollywood Pooney, you grew up loving hard rock and metal music. Check out our podcast where we talk to bands and artists that helped create the soundtrack to our lives, along with playing some killer new and old deep tracks of kick-ass guitar-driven rock and roll. Find us wherever you find your podcast to listen to. That's the Growing Up Rock Podcast, GROWINUPROCK. And feel free to hit us up at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Growing Up Rock. So sit back and crank it up.
Hey, this is Brian Davis, and you might know me from the Damn Good Movie Memories podcast. And now, get ready for the Bad Beat Show on ThatMetalStation.com from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern every Wednesday night. I'm going to play some kick-ass hard rock inspired by the blues, because after all, the foundation of all things rock and metal is, of course, the blues. So join me every Wednesday night for the Bad Beat, because even when you lose, you still win. We are officially on Spotify now, so if you don't use iTunes, if you don't use the Podbean app, you can go to Spotify and get all of our past episodes. You can stream it on there, so if you're a Spotify user, you can go find Damn Good Movie... I can't even say my own podcast! Damn Good Movie Memories! Yes, I know what I'm talking about. I'm the host, right? Okay, so go to Spotify, look for Damn Good Movie Memories. You can stream all of that stuff. And yeah, so if you don't want to use iTunes, you don't want to use Podbean, you can use Spotify as well. All right, before we sign off, we do have t-shirts are available for sale. All you have to do is go to TeePublic, that's TeePublic.com, and you can get your very own Damn Good Movie Memories t-shirt. You can get all sizes, any gender, you can get whatever you want just at the tip of your fingers. So just go to TeePublic.com, look up Damn Good Movie Memories, and you can get your very own t-shirt. If you enjoy this podcast and are an iTunes user, please do the show a favor and head on over to the official iTunes page for Damn Good Movie Memories. Be sure to leave a rating and a review. This will allow the show to appear higher in the algorithm and spread the joy of this podcast to the masses. If you are not an iTunes user, you can still listen and subscribe on Podbean at damngoodmoviememories.podbean.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook under our Damn Good Movie Memories page. You can also listen to a limited number of episodes on YouTube. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode of Damn Good Movie Memories.
I am Dr. Fuck.
And I'm the Actual Alcoholic.
And we are part of the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast.
We are the Rock and Metal Combat Podcast.
That's right. And the way you can check us out is we are on iTunes and also Podbean. And we've got a review recently. I got this review right here. It says right here, it says, Rock and Metal Combat Podcast is the greatest podcast in the world, and it's my number one podcast, signed by Science. Now, and then Science also said...
Science!
Science also said... My second favorite podcast is It Doesn't Matter, The Rest Suck. Rock and Metal Combat Podcast on iTunes and Podbean. Check it out.
Science!
Are you ready for the hottest new podcast out there? Check out the Vieira Vault, featuring none other than Dr. Fuck Ralph Vieira. You will hear personal stories and personal songs from the vault. There ain't nothing else like it. The one, the only, the original Vieira Vault on Podbean, Stitcher.com, and iTunes.
Spreaker.
God damn it.